Dictation from Mohammad Wasim, Muhammad Wasim. Date of service is 7/3/2025. Date of birth is 2/10/1989. Date of accident 6/19/2025. The patient presents with a history of automobile accident. Allegedly, he was a driver restrained in a SUV, and he was hit by a sedan at 70 miles an hour while he was traveling in a left lane of the freeway. The other car hit him into his passenger side and ran away after spinning and tilted, hitting the wall. The other driver was able to manage out and ran away. And even though the car is not total, the patient allegedly injured his left shoulder by hitting into the door and both the knees into the, possibly into the dashboard. He has pain in both the knees and left shoulder only. Mild headaches are reported. Today patient does not have any other symptom. No spine pain, no neck, middle back, lower back pain are reported. Patient has no problem in walking except for some pain in the both knees, like moderate pain 7. In the shoulder, on the left shoulder, patient has pain. And he can do up to 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Most of the pain is in the rotator cuff region. And it is 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. This patient is able to work full time. He is able to drive. And reports that his pain level is between 7 and 8. ADLs are affected 6. He has mild headaches on both sides of the temple around 3 to 4, which are less often, not associated with any dizziness, vision disturbances, or memory loss. He does report some loss of balance, possibly due to the knee injuries. He has reported some lack of focus, anxiety, and panic. Uh, 50% release is reported by the patient. Kindly review the record for the ADLs for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse. No compliance history. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 164 over 114. Pulse is 83, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam is same as previous visit, focusing on the extremities examination and general review. Knee and the left shoulder exam is only to be typed. Spine examination is completely normal. There is no tenderness or any positive finding in the spine. Only the left shoulder and both the knees are positive finding. Rest of the exam has no positive finding. Plan of care. We reviewed the maps. We find that the patient has been taking pain medication from Dr. Abraham Bachu since 2/6/2024. Patient reported that his pain in the knee is so severe he cannot climb the stairs and he was crying in tears. We provided him in Norco 7.5/325 one time medication to help his pain for 7 days. He is provided with a brace for the left and right knee and ace bandage. An MRI was ordered for both the knees and left shoulder without contrast. Patient wanted a 24-hour attended care and he wanted a 10 milligram Norcos to be provided 3 times a day. Patient did not qualify. He has filled the attended care wrongly and he is driving. He do not qualify for attended care. So attended care has been withdrawn. We have notified the AAA regarding our decision. The patient has been discharged because he never showed up after that And so we believe that there is some issue of fraud or some issues there. Thank you.